Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, Mark's in Hawaii, probably sucking on papaya, and I'm calling James with my good friend Games.
Hi, everyone. That's me.
Games Bladen. That's what we're calling him here at Lake Street James.
That's right.
Lake Street Jim.
This is Lake Street Jim, and that's me. Hi.
He's Jimmy Blades, James Bladen. My name's Matt Gorley. This is Pistol Shrimps Basketball, where we get together once a week. We come down to a gym of some kind, and we call ladies' recreational basketball games, regardless of our expertise, knowledge, or even facility with making words in our mouths.
Now, excuse me, Matt, I got to stop you right there. How many of these shows have you done? 100.
I wonder. We've probably done close to 100.
And do you have to kind of set out the format before every show?
Just in case people are tuning in, it's not that we don't know.
Did you ever consider writing a song a la like Gilligan's Island that would explain, would be like a saga cell?
An expository ballad?
Exactly.
Just sit right down on the bleacher, man, and watch a basket gan. I made it rhyme no matter what, said the minnow and his slut.
I thought you were going to rhyme that with man. Anyway,
You'll find with me, most of my rhymes are not where you expect them to go.
Yeah,
and that is not by design. No,
oh.
that is not by design. There's Ingrid Hama Boogie Walla.
Oh, now I'm kind of going to be like the everyman here. So it's kind of like I'm the new person. I'm the kid on the sitcom that you can kind of introduce to everybody else.
You're this Dudley.
I'm Dudley. Wait,
from Different Strokes.
Yes,
or
I'm Cousin
Skippy.
Oliver.
Yeah,
or Skippy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told you this. People, when I was a freshman in college, they nicknamed me Skippy.
I could see that.
Really?
Yeah, Skippy Handelman.
Skippy Handelman from Family Ties.
I could see that. Now, look, we sat down here, and a lovely gentleman named Ruben came over with a bag of Trader Joe's snacks.
Thank you, Ruben.
Two of which are those licorice bites that I cannot stop eating. I never have been able to. I can't now. But I also needed a little energy because I took a nap before this. Well, I didn't take a nap. I fell asleep for about 4 minutes. But it's enough for one of those ones to kinda,
that's not a nap?
I don't know.
I mean, you're calling it sleep for 4 minutes.
Well, it was a fitful sleep.
It's a cat nap.
Amanda and I were watching the Brady Bunch. Speaking of the Brady Bunch.
Oh, Cousin Oliver.
That's right.
Which episode was it?
It was the Vincent Price one, but he calls that...
Hello, kid.
He calls that God icon Tiki Head Oliver.
Oh. Wait, that's Mr. Hanalei. Wait.
He calls it Oliver.
He calls it Oliver?
Uh-huh.
But that's like a three-parter or something, right?
Yeah.
Which part did you watch?
We watched the second and the third.
So, sorry, I'm skipping around. Did you watch the second and the third?
Well,
and
Skippy. Hi, Skippy.
Oh, it's coming back to haunt me.
Yeah.
There were people that only knew me as Skippy. In fact, my nickname got shortened to Skip, which
wow.
I don't even think happened to the real Skippy.
That's
handling.
The cool version. You have to be pretty cool to pull off Skip as Skippy.
Skip. So there were tons of people that only knew me as Skip.
Wow.
To this day.
Well, that's the buzzer, which means gameplay is about to begin. The teams are warming up on the field. Your Pistol Shrimp starting lineup tonight is Ingrid Hanma Boogie Walla.
Number 21.
That's right. Paisley Gray.
Number 8.
Nope, 53.
Yep.
KV Kelly Vallon.
Number 8.
That's right. Allison Vup, 450.
Number 53.
And Jesse the Tank Engine Thomas.
00.
But that's not everything. You've also got Captain Maria Blasucci.
16.
And Amanda Fun Buns Lunds. Excuse me, I got a little bit of licorice in the pipe. Uh-oh.
Matt,
licorice in the pipe.
You need something?
What do you got?
I got some more Coke here. Oh, I got more licorice. Will that help?
Yeah, it might. Oh, boy.
I'll just melt this down.
What? You could melt that down into like one big...
gigantic.
Like a wheel, like how they have like cheese in a wheel.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's what they do in the Netherlands. Yeah. They melt this stuff down.
Oh.
It has that hard coating. On.
What? Do they? I don't know.
This is a soft, pleasant strawberry licorice.
Oh, which it sure is.
Singing to the choir there.
That's right. Now, James,
yeah.
this is your third time doing this? You've done it once before, but last week you came in strong. People loved you. They loved your Casey Kasem. They loved your Amish Lobot, the way you wear your headphones upside down so that the plastic over part goes under your chin.
Right.
In a techno beard.
It's a techno beard. It's got a little Alicantra. Is that correct?
What's that?
You know, it's the fabric that's very soft to the touch.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. But anyway, it's got it down there, and that's for my pleasure.
Nice.
You know,
I like see your face in a techno beard. I saw Def Leppard Sunday night and
what?
Journey.
You did?
Yeah. At the Great American Forum.
Wait, was Steve Perry there singing?
No, but the lovely little Filipino guy that replaced him was.
Oh, because Steve Perry is back with a new album.
I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good? Have you heard it?
I didn't think he could sing anymore, but he can.
I thought so too, but he was
belting out.
Oh, nice. Good for him. Yeah.
Can I just go back real quick to the Casey Kasem thing? Because I realized that I probably let a lot of Casey's fans down. Excuse me, because... I didn't say the one thing, the most apropos thing you could say whilst here.
The F word?
Well, no, but he refers to, he's like, there's one part where he goes, hey, what the fuck am I doing, huh? Promos inside the fucking game. I don't know how I didn't think of that. I was temporarily stunned. I can see Maria there. Hi, Maria. Oh, she's in the zone.
There's Captain Maria.
Yeah,
no,
she still takes time to wave.
She sure does. Referee Tom Sizemore is on the court, and he's got the ball up. By the way, that's what Tom Sizemore's up to these days. He's calling rec league basketball here Echo Park.
He holds it in a way that, like, I would imagine a little plastic figurine would hold it in a thing where you press a button and it shoots a basket. If you can picture that at home, that's the way he holds it.
I can picture it here.
Tom Sizemore.
The teams are on the field. That's the setup toot. And the next toot you're going to be hearing is Major League Gameplay.
Here it goes. And that's the tip-off.
There was no toot. I lied. See, I still don't know how this works. Jessie Thomas with the ball. She's going to point guard it down that lane. Shoot for 3 points. It ain't going to happen. But Maboogie's going to pop it back up to no avail.
They had two shots there. Out on... The Pistol Shrimp still retain control of the ball, Matt.
That's right.
So it must have gone off.
Inbound from Gray. Gray to Blasuch. Blasuch pops it, but it's intercepted by... Who are we playing
tonight? Who is this other team?
Let's take a look.
You know,
they tried for a layup, but ain't happening. This is the...
The red shirts.
The red shirts. The red shirts are coming.
The reds are coming.
Did you say red licorice?
I sure did. It didn't take much to get you into that.
What's it going to take... Crazy Gray pops it up.
Humboogie for two.
2 points. 2 Pistol Shrimps points on the board.
There it is.
Their jerseys are hard to read.
It is hard to read. It seems to be in cursive.
Oh, the Lucille Ballers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a fun reference.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 7. I thought they had 2 number 7s, but number 17 has her one blacked out.
Oh, there's 2 points
there's
for
2
the
points
Lucille Ballers.
Number 7.
That's right. It's an all-tie game here. All-tie. All-tied. All-tied
all the
time.
It hasn't shown up on the scoreboard yet, but they'll get to it.
They'll get to it. You know what? There is a major satellite delay here. Well,
there it is. Okay.
Jesse Thomas passes to KV Vallon, who opted not to even deal with it and let it go out. She had her hands out and pulled them back.
Not going to get sucked into catching it.
That was good. I like that. That's a baller move. Now, that's a baller move.
It's a fine.
It's a baller move.
Okay, Hanmaboogie with the rebound.
Yeah.
Handing it off to 99. I don't know these people's names, but I do know the numbers.
That's Barbara...
Hershey.
No. What's her name?
Broccoli.
No, who played 99 and Get Smart.
Felden.
Barbara Felden.
Yep.
Yeah. Max.
Would you believe?
Max.
I don't. That's a good Barbara Felder.
Max. Oh, two more points. Mm. That's a three-pointer, I believe.
Was it three?
The yep. Lucille Ballars.
Mm-hmm.
Lucille Ballars.
Oh, they got some playing to do.
It got real quiet.
Oh, whoops.
No, that's good. That's good.
I hope you know I was just quoting.
Two more points for the Shrimps. That's okay. 4-5, which means we've got ourselves a basketball game.
Matt, I was thinking there we wouldn't have ourselves a basketball game, and now it's been delivered to us.
Have yourself a merry basketball game. Let the season win.
Han Maboogie with the rebound. Again to Thomas, 99, who's dribbling it down court.
Max.
Would you believe?
I loved that show. That was my favorite show growing up, man.
Oh, that was good stuff.
God, get smart.
You got Bernie Coppell on there as the head of chaos.
That's right.
Was he the head of chaos?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And Mel Brooks was involved.
Yeah, Buck Henry.
Huck Benry. I love those books, although a little racist. Huck Benry.
Long pass in to my boogie from Thomas Blasuch to Bugs. Bugs pops it in the nugs, doesn't hug.
They come back with the ball.
Yeah, stolen by the Lucille Boleros.
Mm.
They're going to drive hard in for a layup, but it does. Negative. It didn't go
in. It just impacted on the surface of the rim.
Trust your feelings.
Maria, you've turned off your targeting socks.
I know what I'm doing.
Trust your feelings.
Oh, it's Alligator Guinness.
Yes.
Alligator Guinness?
Alligator Guinness here, just fresh off the swamps of Dagobah. You should go to the swamp. Oh, and look who's here with us. It's Irvin Kershner. Irv. Kersh.
I used to work with a Yoder.
You're talking about the character, Yoda.
Well, I don't know. He's a Yoder.
He's a Yoda?
He's one of the Yoders.
What sort of a creature was Yoda?
A Yoder.
I see.
Was he an
alien of some kind?
I don't know. He's a Yoder.
Enough said.
A goblin man.
A goblin man.
Max.
Max.
Wow! He saved every one of us. Jesse Thomas pile drives her way in.
Hmm.
And she's surrounded by Ballers. Long pass to Valen. Valen to Boogie. Boogie back to Thomas.
Shoots at the top of the key for
there
two.
There it is. Is that two or three American basketball points?
I'm going to say that's two.
That's two. You're right, James. I'll never doubt you again.
Woo. I've been vindicated by the scoreboard. Number one has got it. She passes at number 12. Puts it up. And it's not good, but they get the rebound. And now it's out on
ball
the Lucy... Lose.
The Desi Lucille balls.
We're secretly hoping they lose tonight. Is that correct? Is it okay to be partisan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's an air ball.
Here we call this team These Our Shrimps.
These Our Shrimps?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mary Fun Buns is on the team.
There she is. Gosh, she's got a lot of energy. She's out there clapping it up. And it's two. Is that Han Maboogie?
Yeah.
All right. Getting the hang of this.
8-5.
Working 8-5. Stumble out of on the court and into the key kitchen.
Working 8-5. How the fuck did they add an hour? It was better before when I was complaining.
Didn't have time to shower.
Oh. Hey. Jesse Thomas with the fast break. She's going to lay that ball up and get it good for 2 points and might have also been fouled along the way.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, it might be time for some free throw scripture. James, would you like to do the honors?
Yes, I would. Let's bow our heads, please. You know, when Jesse Thomas ascended the key here, she... layeth
well,
up.
I'm sorry.
Is it done?
Your time's up.
Can you give me a few minutes of advance warning next time, please?
Well, you'll have to ask the team.
I'm going to start now. So,
when Thomas ascended the mount.
I'm afraid I can't allow free throw scriptures to happen outside of
the understood
free throw.
That's all reasonable.
But shrimps are looking pretty good tonight.
They sure are. It's 11 to 5. We've got 12:35.
11 to 5. Now that's some hours I get used to.
Keep going.
You would think that I would eat a lot of papooses.
Yep, I thought that's where you were going with it. Amanda Funbunzlan takes a shot.
Yeah.
Didn't quite go in.
And shakes a tot. A kid ran out on the field, and she admonished him physically.
Yeah, I think that's what threw her concentration off. Ball goes to number 12. She's thinking about a three. I'm reading their thoughts now.
Wow, that's impressive.
Number 7, she's considering...
She's thinking about...
Grapes.
Grapes, okay. Jesse Thomas, she's wearing a kind of a Bruce Springsteen headband here, or like a Rambo thing. I really like it.
Right. I'm kind of hoping she'll come up and pull me up onto the court.
You'll be her Courtney Cox?
Exactly.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Oh, Hanma Boogie just gingerly drops those in like it ain't no thing.
Okay. They're now 13 to 5 with Pistol Shrimps leading the contest.
It's worth mentioning that one of the Lucille Ballers is wearing a jersey that says 7, and then so is another, but she put a piece of black tape that makes it 17.
It's so worth mentioning that I mentioned it about 5 minutes ago.
I know, but you didn't say anything about the tape, did you?
I said she blacked it out.
She didn't black it out. She added tape.
Well, you mean it was just a 7, and then she added black tape to make it look like... I have 1?
17.
Oh, okay. Well,
you think she was blacking out another 1?
I thought it was a 1, and she just had a reason for blacking that 1 out.
Oh, heavens no, because look, it would be off-centered.
I'm going to stop the game right now and find out about
this. Okay, me too. I'm with you.
I was confused by that, because from this angle down here where we are...
The same angle that I'm
up
at?
Up in the booth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where we are. It's it looks like there's 2 number 7s. Lucky 7s.
Oh, lucky number Slebin.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that movie?
Slebin?
You seen that movie, What's Called Slebin?
No, I haven't.
You seen the movie, What's Called Slebin?
Slebin.
Ocean Slebin.
These number Lucille Ballers are going to shoot a three-pointer, and it's good. Oh. That means it's 8 to 13 here, both prime numbers. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No way to know. There's no way for me to know if that's true.
Nope.
I was never a math kid.
Unchallenged. You were not a math kid.
No, heavens no.
And Hanma Boogie puts it in for 2. We still have a basketball game.
That's right.
15. They're the Pistol Shrimps leading 15-8 with 9:53 left on the clock in this half. Right? These are not quarters we're counting down.
I don't believe so.
Okay. These are halves.
Chez halves.
Number 7 with the ball on the Lucille Ballers.
Oh, 7 to 12. 12 pops it. Ain't going to happen. Number 1 goes back for 2. Mm. It's anybody's ball at this point. But when that is the case, it usually means Jesse Thomas comes out ball rich.
Ball rich. Number 17 with the blacked out 1. Gives it to the non-blacked out 1.
The country stylings of ballin' rich.
Mm-hmm. What was their big hit?
Big and
from
Rich?
The 90s, yeah. Oh. No, Ball and Rich.
Rig and Bitch?
Yep. Oh. So number 24 passes it off to Thomas, who takes a shot for 3 and sinks it.
Oh, yeah. She sank it like the loose of fucking Tanya.
Oh, and that's going to start.
Do you know what I'm saying, yeah?
I do, because the Archduke Ferdinand was called out for a technical.
And the Graf Spee made a...
Is that the Zeppelin when you say Spee?
No, I think it wasn't that
Graf
boat.
Zeppelin?
The Graf Spee?
Oh. Oh, because Graf, but was that named the same as the Graf Spee and the Zeppelin? Named after the same Graf?
Was that the Graf Spee?
Of the Utah Grafs? What's a Spee? Is this not interesting?
I think it's a... I think it's a boat. 2 more points for shrimps. But now you got me doubting myself.
No, you're probably... I'm sure you're right.
You got me doubting.
That's a break they've called.
Uh-huh.
We're now on a break.
Licorice break.
Licorice. Matt, how many pieces have you had? I'm not
Ruben's
counting.
Ruben's getting in there. Ruben, thank you for bringing these.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Would that be a timeout?
After the timeout.
Yeah. All right. Mm. Right now, you can only think that they're going over some strategy,
mm-hmm.
which involves making more points.
Keep stretching. I'm still eating.
Okay. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be here. I'm waving right now to the players. They are nice enough to look over and include us in their...
merriment.
In their merriment. Mboogie. Was that always her name, or did that evolve?
Yes, because she joined the team, I think, the second season we were doing this, and we didn't know her name. She just was on for the first game.
Yeah.
And so I said, let's just call her Han Mboogie from the Star Wars movies.
From
Mboogie.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Which means my buddy or friend.
I think, yeah.
In Jabba speak.
Or my boy, I think, maybe.
My boy. Yeah.
And then we found out
there's
her name.
There's regionalisms, though, too.
Yeah. Well, the tattooing. Like, if you're in Mos Espa, you'll hear that, but Mos Eisley, it's rare to hear it there. Yeah.
I don't even know where Mos Espa is.
Really?
God, I'm really showing my ignorance.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to the Jutland Wastelands?
Well, it's a scum of hive.
Scum
of hive and villainry.
Do you ever go hiking in Beggar's Canyon?
Yes, I found myself a few swamp rats. They're no bigger than a T-Raider.
Han Mboogie only... Oh, and Amanda Fun Buns Lund throws it off to Han Mboogie, who then passes it off...
to Vup 450.
Vup. So wait, what's Han Mboogie's real name? Can we
Ingrid
say that?
Walla.
Ingrid Walla.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close to Han Mboogie, but she was okay with being called... Han Mboogie.
Yeah,
after
she's
that.
The most wonderful sport. And yeah. And then it became a term of affection for everyone.
Right.
You're Mboogie.
Mboogie. Mboogie.
Now, VUP 450 stands for Verizon Unlimited Plan 450.
That's great.
We also got a Randall Tex Cobb, but she's not here tonight.
Did you assign
he.
All those names?
Mark did Vup 450, I think.
Vup 450.
Randall Tex Cobb sure sounds like me.
sure does. Okay, it's 21-8. The Pistol Shrimps are leading. 7 minutes left.
Ooh, Valen takes a shot in short, rebounded by the Ballers. Number one will drive it down the lane, talking chicken pain.
Puts it up to an air.
Oh, wow. Oh. That was a great rebound. You guys should have seen it. I'd explain it if I was a talented sportscaster, but I don't know.
There's no possible way.
Mark's in...
Under the... Oh, someone
should
was fouled.
Should we shout out to Mark, who's in Hawaii?
Absolutely.
What do you think he's doing?
I think he's probably...
He's probably in a barrel ground with Vincent Price.
He is. Oh, he's with Vincent Price.
And Layman, the expert, came down from the Shadow Hills and bought himself some LeMay, which he embroidered with a quilt smell. And everyone who had a lip problem asked for a healing, and he was healed.
Time is up, but I feel really embarrassed about my turn at that, because that's mine really was terrible.
No, that's not true, James.
Yes,
you're selling yourself short, and I'll tell you what, there's always another
exactly
chance.
Right.
You get to go next.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to put that back in.
Why did it seem like you had so much more time to do it?
It's because, I was living in the moment.
Yep. I'm oh, like 3 years ago.
The action is... Oh,
it's right there.
Whoa. Did you hear that scream?
Her flaring. Yeah.
But then she immediately laughed and apologized after. Like, she didn't even mean to do that. That was pretty funny. We are right in the action.
We are right
now.
Here, man.
Oh, my God.
Speak accordingly. 2 points there.
2 points.
Number seven.
For the Lucile Boleros.
Oh.
The Lucile Boleros. Did you like Lucy? Did you ever?
Oh,
did you?
I loved it. In fact, I watched almost all of it not too long ago.
Mm.
I still love it. I love that show so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Grew up watching it, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, it's good.
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I would imagine you would. Like, it seems
right
up your alley.
I like classic comedy, Matt.
Me too. You're talking like Tommy Boy and Happy Madison.
Oh, exactly. In the Army Now. He's
You're
the
talking
jury.
Sergeant Bilko with Steve Martin.
Yeah, oh, that's classic. That's good stuff.
There's a toot toot, and it means an inbound. I've got kind of a mellow vibe going tonight.
Is it me? Have I brought the energy down?
Actually, oh God, no.
Okay.
This is me. This is who I am. This is us. Weeknights on CBS. Every single
this
weeknight.
Sure is. The Lucille Ball hairs. Wait, that's. They shoot it, and it's number 30 shoots.
Did you ever say in grade school, like, do you want $100?
Doll hairs.
Yeah, I said doll hairs. And you know what my response to that was? Give them to me.
Please cough them up.
If you're going to do this joke, give me those doll hairs. I want you to see this through.
Right.
And there are people out there, and they know who they are, who still owe me 100 doll hairs. And you know with interest how many doll hairs that is? It's a whole head. And the scalp. I'm talking the whole skeletal structure.
Are you ever
going
to let that go?
No way. That's why I did this podcast, so I could call him out by name.
Well, I guess we can close it up now.
Okay.
Who are they?
All right. Chad McClure.
Oh, that bastard.
Matt Russell.
Matt Russell? Uh-huh. Of all people.
Yeah. And Labubo Canonos.
No, I think that's an alias.
No, it is an alias. His real name is Tenene Bologno.
That's more like it.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Number 99.
Max.
Babs Felden with the fast break hitting down the court. She freezes and a nice pass. Whoa. But it doesn't quite connect. Now the ballers have it. It's thrown
long
to number one.
Pass to one.
Looking for an opening, but she takes a shot for three. No good. Number 12 finds the ball.
Was that traveling? Did I just see Do I understand traveling?
No.
No, okay.
That's incorrect.
That's when a player literally gets in an Airstream trailer.
That's right.
And goes cross-country all in the space of an evening's game.
It's not as often as you might think that call happens.
Is Mark traveling right now?
Mark is on the small island.
He's what?
They call it the small island of Hawaii.
He's on Hawaii?
By the way, I think he's
on Maui.
He's sipping some probably guava juice. He's on Maui?
Yeah, I'll say he is. Maui, okay. Wowie.
Mm-hmm. And I think, it's a couple hours later there. No, earlier.
Earlier, sure.
Oh, so he's
sure.
Still light.
Oh, yeah, he's probably out at the beach.
Yep.
Eating sand and sipping salt water.
Some macadamia nuts, perhaps?
Eating sand and sipping sea.
High C.
Deucey. And
Sunny D.
There we go. Two almost points for the ballers. More almost points for the ballers. A third almost points for the ballers.
Matt, if wishes were points. a little scuffle.
If wishes were points, then my legs would have joints and I wouldn't walk like a fuck off.
That's fine because. I tell you what, I never understood that saying when it did make sense.
What is the actual saying?
I don't know.
If wishes were
hopes.
I thought it was like if wishes were nuts, we'd all have coconuts.
I don't know if that's totally accurate.
If wishes were hopes?
If wishes were hopes.
Then what?
Those wishes are for dopes.
Now we're talking.
I don't know. I don't know if it's supposed to rhyme. I think it's just... continues on with a pithy statement. Max has the ball.
Max.
Max von Sydow to Amanda Funbuns, who's keeping a smile on her face despite losing the ball.
She's the heart of the team, and I'll tell you what, she's the heart of my house.
Team Gorley.
3 points by Tank Engine Thomas. There's 3 seconds left in this, the first half of Pistol Shrimps basketball play.
There's the buzzer.
James, that's your first half as a two-man calling team. How you feeling? You feeling you're pacing it right? You feeling good? You drinking water? You staying hydrated?
I'm staying hydrated. I'm feeling strong. I've got a real good outlook on the second half here. I am pacing myself. I've been holding back.
Oh, that's exciting. Because I'm about to drop.
Well, you are prone right now. I wish I could see your face. Well,
it's been a busy couple of weeks, let me tell you.
Has it?
Oh, yeah. I'm like lying in a puddle of syrup.
Mm. Well, what to you is a busy week?
Getting up around 5 p.m.,
mm.
working for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then going back to bed. No, I've been going at it. I've been burning the midnight oil when the beds are burning.
That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize it. That's you too.
No, that's Midnight Oil.
Oh, Midnight Oil.
Midnight Earl.
Midnight Earl is what they're calling Mark McConville right now because he's on the beach.
Deep in a macadamia nut.
Earling session. He's just throwing them up. Matt, how do you feel? I mean, I feel like I got to get a little macro lens on this right now and say, you're winding down.
You think I'm winding
no,
down?
No, I mean, as a whole, the Pistol Shrimps is the last season.
That's right.
We can see the end of the grand buzzer is going to go off.
That's right.
For you guys.
Yeah, this is really the fourth quarter.
And I got to ask you, mm-hmm. How does that feel? I mean, are you feeling eager to move on to your next phase in life, your next half of life? Keeping it basketball. Or are you, you're feeling that...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're gonna miss it.
Oh, of course I'll miss it. All right, excuse me. I'm trying to tell a personal life story, buzzer.
They turned it off for you.
Thank you. I think it's only knowing that we'll have little special Pistol Shrimps radio mini projects.
That's the most depressing part.
That allows me to do it.
Oh. Yeah.
Otherwise, to say goodbye to it forever, that wouldn't feel right. It's
no,
a part
so
of me.
Long,
it's a part of Mark.
Saying.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing is Mark and I have never met.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So all of what I'm hearing mm-hmm. is what is that? You're done in separate states? Is he always in Hawaii?
Satellite uplink. Yeah, he's always in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
I'm in California. California.
California.
California. The game plays back on. Seven of the ballers Jeez. Pops it up. It ain't going to happen. My boogie with the rebound as per the huge. Vup 450 taking her time off to Jesse Thomas in a jet plane. Into Paisley. Paisley to Vup 450. Vup 450 drives in, but the ball gets swatted down. We might be in for... Okay, James, you ready? You can start early if you want.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's not even one. Sorry. I don't know what's a foul.
It may be in a few minutes, like I asked.
How do they know what's a foul? Because it's still just a toot.
It's you mean how do the players...
I guess because it's a hand signal?
It's like... Did you ever see The Sound of Music where they use whistles to give all sorts of different commands?
Yeah, but you'd think whistle tech would have evolved by now. Like, why isn't there a whistle that plays different notes? Like, why don't they use a pitch pipe?
Or a pan flute.
But then they'd need two hands. But I think you could put a pitch pipe in your mouth.
No, you know how Dylan used to wear a pan flute with the strap?
Oh, that's right.
And you can play and play the guitar.
Like Zamfir the ref.
Oh, Zamfir was the best. Zamfir the ref.
Okay, Zamfir was the best has never been said in human history.
He was the master of the pan flute only because he's the only player of the pan flute.
Yeah. Well, I'm the master of the Zigabump wand.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. No one does.
Yep. Exactly. So you're the best.
It's 29 to 10 here with 18 minutes left on the clickety-clackety clock. It must go up the dock. The clock went, wow. The mouse went, how. And the clock said, I'll show you inside.
Oh, that's a classic. I remember that as a kid. But a lot of it was leaked out.
If I had a dime for every time I was asked inside the grandfather clock as a kid.
If those were wishes, man.
We'd all have a bunch of cocoa gnats. Cocoa gnats.
Cocoa gnats. That's what Mark is now swatting off of himself. Cocoa gnats. Okay, the Associated Press has the ball. Is that what AP stands for?
That's right.
All right.
There's Jesse Thomas.
Jesse Thomas. Give him the thumbs up to Matt only.
That was a classic.
To me, she seemed to look askance.
Free throw.
Okay. All right. Tell me when to start.
Now, go.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, you're almost done.
Here we go. Okay. And start now.
And though, there was a mouth talker who wasted all his time thinking when he should have been spouting nonsense bubbles.
All right. Do I start?
It's over.
Now?
It's
over. Why am I still here? damn, I missed it. Okay, I bet there'll be more because we got 16. But yours is next.
Yours is next. I'll cede my time to you.
Okay.
You don't want it.
I'll take it. Jesus, I got to make this work somehow. Can you fill for about the next 10 minutes while I plan?
You bet.
Oh, okay.
And Bramble Pasty, the ridiculous mistress, gave herself a magical bath of Epsom salts and Rabina peppers. Did you ever have Rabina black currant juice in England?
No, I never have.
It's so good.
That's an actual drink?
Yeah, when I was there, I got some of it again.
Rabina?
Yeah, or
peppers?
Ribena. No, that was
amazing.
Unrelated, yeah.
Okay. Rabina is a drink.
It's like a black currant juice, like a box juice.
That sounds right up your alley.
Oh, man, it's good. It's probably all sugar and some food coloring.
Yeah. But why don't we have it over here?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it, but it has to be imported. Like, you go to one of those mom-and-pop British supply stores.
Yep, know him well.
Yeah.
I go to
know him well. He's the owner, yeah.
Yeah, know him. Norm. Number 24...
The
VIP 450.
Yeah.
Is passing it off to number 8. What's
That's
her name?
Valen. Kelly KV Valen.
Kelly Valen.
Long shot by my boogie. It don't go again. Guagging.
Okay. The score now, because we haven't mentioned it, is 31 to 10 with the Pistol Shrimps.
That's right.
In the leading part of that score.
15 minutes left on this.
Is that all we have left?
It goes quickly, doesn't it?
That's all we have left.
That's my want your business.
That Manson must be not here.
All that comedy you're playing with that young girl. I think your brain's going down from all the comedy you're playing from that young girl.
It gets progressively more.
You think you have a decent Cary Grant, but you don't?
Yeah.
Like, give an example of your Cary Grant.
And I think, man, it can sort of sound like this, although sometimes.
And then the real Cary Grant impression is this.
Like? I Cary Grant.
Now let's do. Let me show you how Marlon Brando's done. Give me
all
yours.
All right, I'll do you. I'll do you mine.
Where did you get this ropes of pearls, star? Huh? Where does this? Your sister, a queen or something? I think a boing gong thing for too many planes.
That Brando.
Let the listeners be the judge.
Yeah, please vote. I'm voting now for Matt's because it's a lot more entertaining.
No.
But mine is more based on the young brand, though, you see. What are you, a pair of queens? Fat pig, disgusting?
I'm mumbling, thinking, pumping, Lookaville.
Do you have trouble hearing me? It sounds like me.
What's mumbling with you? I think I'm going to sound from all that comedy and playing that young girl.
Yours is kind of like what mine would sound like from the other room.
Never tell anybody what you're thinking.
I always figured you'd be, this doesn't sound like The Godfather at all.
What kind of magic am I, boy?
It doesn't matter to me. But I like to do the younger Brando. What, Blanche?
I like to do the youngest Brando. It's baby Brando.
That was
a stick of butter.
That was from the Looney Tunes, the Baby yeah. Brandos, yeah. the Baby Rat Pack. No, Wild Bunch. The baby, the Jim Henson's Wild Bunch babies.
Yeah,
that came out in the early 2000s.
Wild Bunch babies. You know Mel Gibson's remaking the Wild Bunch.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
But all those actors are dead.
I know, it's crazy.
But that's going to be really boring. It'll be slow. But it'd be great to see some of those old guys.
Wild Bunch, never losing.
Wild Bunch.
Wild Bunch, never choke. Fun Buns.
Oh.
Receives a pass, gives it back. Buck 450 in.
Oh, right. Fun Boogie. Buns with the ball.
Pops
takes a shot.
Oh.
I think someone moved the hoop on her. Because it looked good.
Oh no, draws Buns the foul. Is down.
And we have a whistle. A whistle.
We have a whistle.
We've got ourselves a whistle.
Oh, it's time. Oh, okay, all right. Wait, is this me or you?
Yeah, it's you.
All right. And lo, he spake himself from the moment that he began. I always have to go into... Said I could do it.
Yeah, but you have to do it. Quiet.
No, I don't put limitations on me.
That's the one.
No, there are no rules. I don't respect it if I don't understand it. And Matt, you
just you wanted
tell me to
stop
do
you.
Something.
You just wanted
no,
me to stop you.
That's not it at all. I wanted to do it. I was eager and looking forward to it. But then all of a sudden you apply all these rules, and there was no warning about that. There was no warning. Okay. I'll look forward to next time. There's 11 minutes and a half left. There's probably going to be 4 or 5 free throws. Maria Blasic.
Oh, almost.
Takes a shot on the three-point line. Another one by FP Birmingham. AP. From the Associated Press. Number 17 with the tape one. Passes it off to the non-taped one.
Hi, I'm from the Disassociated Press. I cannot remember my question. But it does seem traumatic. Go on, anyway. Go on. Move on. I'll think of it.
All right. Oprah, get back to us if you can think of it. Point is no good. Number 12, passing it off to number one. She's going to look like she wants to take a three. She does. And it's no good. Maybe a bit of hubris on her part.
Hubris? I'm from Rui Oiters.
What?
I don't know.
All right. Matt, do your three-point sermon.
Every point a triplet. The babies were born one by two on an ark in a canoe. Out came a buffalo, out came a kazoo.
Again, showing me, geez, just how it should be done. I appreciate that. Next
if
time.
If you think that's how it should be done, we're in a sorry state.
California.
The ark gave itself a hay floor so that the baby elephants could lie down and give birth to their mothers and a witch around. The poop deck stank of itself and...
On the ark? Okay, here it is. Here it, okay, look. Okay. Look where we are.
Yeah.
All right. When I always start with Mount Ararat. I forgot the limitations you put on me. Mount Ararat beheld its only sight when Jacob the man was on fire, and he then gave himself unto his former underself all the canoes. Wait, canoes are okay, acceptable, right?
Levi took a sort of tonic salve to the burning bush and extinguished it in the form of a thorn briar.
Can't do it.
Sure you can.
All right.
James.
I'm learning on the job.
Use your iliolingual sacrum.
All right.
Oh, it's 33-15 with 9 basketball minutes left on the tick-tock. You don't stop to the heart pop. You go cop. Do you ever watch Go Cop?
Was that where they sang the songs?
Yeah. It was Cop Rock.
Yeah. No, what's Go Cop?
I don't know.
Oh.
I will have another lick o' rice. I'd like to have a lick
a
of
lick
rice.
Oh, rice.
Is that what it means?
It's
Irish name for licking rice.
I don't. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Lick o' the Irish?
Licorice is lick o' rice.
Lick o' rice.
Care for a lick o' rice?
I thought it was liqueur ice.
No, it's liqueur ice. Oh, okay. Liqueur ice, yeah.
Mm. Liqueur ice. Mm. Gets it.
Fun bugs
right
pops.
Every time.
Oh!
God, we were hoping for that one.
Negative, negative. Didn't go in. No, uh-oh.
It's impacting the surface.
Mm. Okay, it's time.
Starting my...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to inbound.
We got two Wilson basketballs inbound.
Yeah. What's okay. happening here?
F. Murray Abraham with the ball. What's her name?
F. Murray Abraham. G. Murray Abraham. H. Murray Abraham. I. Murray Abraham. I swear I am. I also carry Grant.
Where do you carry him?
Anywhere I can.
Yeah, that sounds just fine. Number 7, going down the lane.
Basketball.
Now, my other Cary Grant is here.
South by Southeast.
You're talking about Robin Hitchcock movie that we did together.
I've been in a Robin Williams movie.
You were in the Robin Williams movie? What was that?
A World According to Gop.
Oh, we're missing free throws.
Well,
sure. Go. Don't think. Go. Go.
It's too late. That really saddens me that I lost that opportunity. It looks like there's a changing of the guards.
I don't think I realized it's happening. Her jersey says Maboogie. That's wonderful. Yeah.
You didn't know that.
I must have known it. But yeah, most every somewhere. One of them are names.
I see Thomas Gray and then Maboogie.
Yeah.
She's really embraced it in a way that I didn't embrace Skippy.
That's right. You should have.
Do you think there are people that only know her as Maboogie?
Yeah, maybe.
Like you said her name earlier, but that was only because I forced it.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Skip.
Oh! God, I'm regressing back to my freshman year.
Man.
Don't. Did you ever have a nickname?
Me? Well, I have.
No.
I. Well, I thought you didn't call me by my nickname, so I didn't know you were talking
okay.
to me.
Spring? But that's not a nickname.
Oh. Where? Oh, come on. Come on over.
But he lives a block away. He just drove
come
around
on
in
over.
Circles. He's going through the players on the team to get to you.
Oh. You drove 23 hours?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Ben.
Ben, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
This is Jimmy Blades.
Hi, Ben. Nice to meet you.
My name's Matt.
I think you know Matt.
The entire 23-hour drive was 21 hours Pistol Shrimps and 2 hours Spontaneation.
Oh, my God.
And,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where do you live?
I moved from Houston 3 weeks ago. I do improv.
Oh, nice. But, do you want a licorice? A lick of rice?
I was wondering what you had to eat. Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How have you liked the show so far?
Ruben brought these.
It's great. It's fantastic. Yeah. Well, and you were on last week, weren't you?
That's right.
It sure was. Thank you for knowing that.
Mark's in Hawaii.
Audition.
You did.
I think I was already, I was a must hire.
Well, if you're looking for an intern unpaid,
okay.
I got your back.
All right, good to know. Okay, sorry, you're out of here, buddy. And, you know, take your time card with you.
Jeez.
I will say, before I let you two gentlemen resume your broadcasting, if you could do some Downeaster Alexa, that would
you got
be
it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You got it.
Did you understand what he meant?
Yeah, of course I did.
No, it was gibberish to me.
Because I'm on the Downeaster Alexa.
Oh, the Downeaster Alexa. I remember that.
Alexa?
Alexa. I've changed
it. Excuse me?
I've changed it. You now have to adopt what I... You say yes, Matt.
No. We can joke about everything but Downeaster Alexa here.
Oh, you love to put limits on me. But I guess that's how I grow. I thought I could pretty much go with whatever I felt.
Well, I'm on the Downeaster Alexa, and I'm cruising through Block Island Sound. Go ahead. Oh, the ball's here.
That's right. The ball seer is here.
I think that ball was attracted to my song.
It sure was. It was the siren song.
Yeah.
That screeched out to it.
Yeah, I put on the noise and cherries and it came. That's a term that the cops use in Friday the 13th when they're about to like turn on the siren. They go, put on the noise and the cherries.
Is that like rhyming slang that Cockney would do?
Yeah, we talked about
put on the noise and cherries.
put on the cherries and the limes, and then put them in the coconut.
Put on the crunchy tricks.
Put on the country ticks. And they'll be playing here next, the country ticks.
By the way, there is basketball happening if you're listening. Oh, two more points for the Lucille Ballers, but don't worry. It's 33-22. Shrimps. The Shrimps are looking good this season. It's 4:22 left on the clock. And so, we've got a caller from North Lobonio.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
He already told you.
Oh, is it North Lobonio?
Yeah.
Oh, how's the weather out there?
Better than South Lobonio, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Listen, how's how you like the show so far?
That was a three-pointer from Marissa.
You're looking for a song we can play for you?
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
Bobby's Regrave.
Coming right up. Bobby's Regrave by Peter Graves. Don't you know that Jesus saves all the people who ask him to? Do I need to be quiet now?
No, you're okay.
No, I was hoping I would.
Oh.
Get me out of that bit.
Was that an ask?
That was an ask. You denied it.
Okay. Maria got a three-pointer during all that.
Really? Well, nice
Maria.
Going, Maria.
Nice three-pointer. What was it? Wasn't it?
For those of you, Matt was wrong.
It was a two-pointer. She was robbed.
It felt like three.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Throw 1 point in on me.
Well, that was really generous.
Yeah, I got a pocket full of points.
Doesn't happen. Everybody's got a pocket full of points. Number something throws it.
Number something throws it.
I want to be able to make calls that I don't even have to be watching. Then they'll be accurate.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it.
Girl has the ball.
Maria, are you busy?
She's being a little rude by not coming over.
Maria.
Hey, Maria. They're up 35-24. Why is she taking this so seriously? Come on. Maria. It's like defense is that important. Thomas has the ball coming down.
Maria.
Sauntering. Maria.
Maria.
Have you ever been that brazen by talking to the players?
Well, only when they engage. Typically, we don't mess with them, but Maria's been messing with us for so long now.
Okay,
you'll see. She'll come over after the game and talk in platitudes. She won't talk in human words.
Oh. So like Edward Platitudes.
Yeah, the scissor hands?
No, like Edward Platt from Get Smart. You mean, you're not a fan,
Oh,
Matt.
Chief. I thought you meant Oliver Platt from 2012.
No.
Oh, Maria takes a shot. No good. Maria.
Maria. How'd you feel about that?
Maria, can I get a comment?
Oh, and that's the win.
Timeout. Maria. Just a minute? Okay.
Yeah. What is
They're on
problem?
Timeout. They're on timeout. Somebody's been a naughty boy.
Mm.
It's time for timeout. Silence.
All right, let's have a moment of silence.
I'm going to stick this microphone in the licorice bag to see if they talk when no one's around.
All right.
No, they can't hear us.
I think they're talking, Matt. I can hear something.
They can't hear us. I'm a grain of rice, and I sure wish they'd lick me. And because no one seems to know that's our real name.
But they do. Can I talk to the rat? Let me try to... Hi, guys. Sorry, it's me from the real world.
Oh, no. Puck?
Yeah. With this flower, I empty this potion into your eye.
Oh, Shakespeare Puck.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Real world MTV Puck.
Oh, my God.
Puck, I know a bank where the wild thyme grows, where ox lips and the nodding violet crow.
That's right. And here, an ass's head upon me. If we could do Shakespeare free throws, that would maybe
be
easier.
Do that next time.
All right. You first.
You first. The connection came. Having once this ball launched from the palms of Palmer's kiss, I bestow upon it an arc like a moonlit trajectory in the night so purple-hued and inky dark the sun shines through like a torch or lanthorn, the only beacon to my guide.
the only journey in my life, being the bosom of yours, which I will rest my tawny locks upon, and have myself not one but 2 points from a hooped goal.
No, do the Shakespeare.
Right.
What, mark me, for thy eye upon the joint stool hath given o'er to all those that would break with thou. But it is like a maelstrom hoisted upon my bow ships of fools.
Lace upon my calf and cloven hooves my leathern Nikes.
The ball is drawn to you again.
And me say me likes.
Oh, we got 26 seconds left, Matt. Is this already over?
Maria. Maria.
Now she's just ignoring us. Maria.
Maria.
She's shaking her head. You want me to? She's staring at us.
Maria.
Why don't she talk to us? She waits. She's such a stickler for rules. And
that's
there's
time.
The buzzer.
35-24. The
Pistol Shrimp. Take a victory rap. Take a victory rap, James.
A victory
you're
rap?
You're on this show every game we do a victory rap. And since you're, if they win, you have to do a victory rap.
Okay.
Yeah, we do this every time they win.
Do I have to rhyme it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, yo, yo. The Pistol Shrimps played. They had a good game. I'm not Mark because that's not my name. My name is James. You can call me Blades. And I'm going to go down. I'll visit you in Hades. But that didn't rhyme. But if you spell it out, it's kind of the same. Yeah, because that's Blades is my name. Now here come the Shrimps. They're all on the court, and they're coming over. But we ain't talking that sport. We ain't talking to Maria because she dissed us during the game. Oh, that's all right. It's all the same. Hey.
Hi, Captain Maria.
How's it going, Matt?
I'm pretty good.
That's great.
Is this you or Captain Maria?
This is Captain Maria. Hey, I want to tell you guys something. You know, every day we go out there and we bring the ball onto the court, and I look over here, I see you guys doing your thing, and I just want you to know that you're winning at your game, too.
Hey, thanks, and you guys won your game. Do you want a lick o' rice?
No, thanks, Matt. I'm trying to quit.
And how'd you feel about the gameplay? Oh, yeah, Paisley, get in there, get a lick o' rice. Yeah.
The game was great. Oh, I'll be...
Actually, no, no, no. They told me they don't need you for the photo.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
Maria, come back.
Maria, question for Maria.
Maria, can I just get a quick picture?
Quick quote. Can we get a quick quote, Maria? Ah, what a liar and a harbinger of doom. Hi.
Mr. 27
how are you?
Miles.
Matt.
Lara.
Hi.
Nice to see you. I actually met you at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Tim.
Hello, Matt. Hi, good to see you.
How are you doing?
Great.
It's nice to see you. Did you... Yeah, you know, I've let myself go.
Hi, I'm James.
Crazy. With
nice to meet you. Hi.
Sex appeal.
Laura?
Yeah.
Nice
I
to
just,
meet you.
I
think it went okay.
You want a licorice?
I certainly was
you were
stumped
great.
A few times.
Oh, now you want a licorice. Maria.
Now they.
So I gotta get in the. I gotta get in the bag like this. Do you mind if I do this?
Give him a boogie. Some look. There's some mango. Reuben brought all these.
Oh, Reuben.
There's some Stroopwafels.
Reuben, thank you so much.
And mango covered yogurt.
Those are good because they taste like you're eating flavor wax.
These are my favorite
like
things in the world.
Wax,
did you guys get
good.
Some?
I couldn't possibly.
You couldn't? Are you sure? Ben, do you want to get in on this licorice?
No.
Oh, let's. I would give you some till the day I die. Oh, well, that's. Yeah. Kelly? What? Oh.
Wow.
There's some political commentary happening here. Oh, that sounds good.
Mmm.
How do you guys feel the game went tonight?
It wasn't too sweet, wasn't too sour.
What do you mean? It was fantastic.
I'm talking about the mangoes.
Well, let me try one of those.
You're gonna like it. I can
guarantee
real it.
Where's the yogurt?
It's in it.
It's baked right in.
There's 3 different varieties.
These are good. You know why? Because they're not too sweet.
Are they too tart?
No, they're not. They're exactly what you think they should be.
We have snacks all the time. Why don't we do this after every single game?
I'll bring you guys orange wedges. Oh. Anybody want to hop on mic?
Yeah, come on, get in on this. Can't be.
Hey. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I don't do the post game interview. I should.
On mic. Wait. Yeah. We've got two microphones on you and none on us.
Yeah. I know.
Bye, KV. Love you too. I think that was just to me.
I want
to.
Oh. KV.
Hey guys, good job tonight.
You too.
You too. You had a lot of fast breaks there. How'd that feel?
I felt almost as good as opening these caramel bits.
Those are Stroop waffles.
I opened them bad. Sorry, it was a thing my mom used to do.
There's no right way.
Ruben brought all these snacks, everyone.
Thank you.
These are bomb. Ms. Maboogie?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So about the name.
Ms. Maboogie, yes.
With the name. So do you remember how it was given to you, that bequeathed upon you?
Oh, from the radio program.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where did you first hear that they wanted to call you that?
Well, it was Molly Hockey who told me first. And she
broke the good news?
She broke the good news to me. It was Molly Hockey. She came up to me in a practice and she went, "Do you know what they called you on the radio show?" And I said, "Oh, no, I haven't listened yet because I'm too nervous." And she goes, "They have a name for you." And then she said some nonsense that was not anywhere near Maboogie.
That's Molly. I was like, she really got Maboogie right the first time? I was surprised.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And then
did you know what the reference was right away? You're like,
no.
Oh, because she mispronounced it.
But you know what's funny? So my best friend worked at Lush at the time, and she had a Maboogie pin. And a girl went up to her in the Lush store, you know, where they sell soaps, and goes, "Oh my God, Maboogie, are you a Star Wars fan?" And like knew it, like not even from Pistol Shrimps, from it. So, you know, there are some Star Wars fans out there.
I don't know any.
No. I've heard that they exist.
Yeah, they're somewhere
then,
out there.
And then so at a certain point, you embraced it and then even got your jersey to say it.
Yeah, we got our new jersey, had to do it. I felt horrible with Walla back there. You know,
do you know what an honor it is to have you wear that with that name?
The honor is honestly mine.
You're too kind.
My boogie.
I don't know if you can tell over the show, but there's a lot of tears falling right now.
Yeah.
Joy and
yeah.
Emotion.
Yeah.
I got to call that. You look a little choked up by that whole conversation, and rightly. Have you had some of the schlufen?
Okay, my mom's telling me we got to wrap it up. Okay, James, your first night going double sides. What are your thoughts?
It was like a whirlwind of emotion. It was a roller coaster. It was up, down. It was sideways. There were lots of G-forces.
I think you were just fantastic. I wouldn't
That's
do
nice
it.
That's nice of you to say.
There was no one else I could think of doing this with, including myself.
Wow.
So I think you should go solo next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. Is there a game next week?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll do it.
I did it solo once.
Did you?
It wasn't good.
Why?
Well,
I bet it
imagine
was.
Imagine listening to me for an hour. It's
That's
bad
all
you
I
got.
Do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.